This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, what I'm going to be talking about today is 33 conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know across the globe. We have over 100 affiliates in the United States of America that are listening. You have us as the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 87 different shows to choose from. We appreciate your trust. 53 other countries as well are listening today. We appreciate your trust. We're not giving you our opinion. We're giving you the facts, and facts are stubborn things. We're giving to you, friends, the truth, and truth demands a response, and either you're going to respond to it or you're going to be condemned by it through your inactions. With that said, we're going to be talking about conspiracy, America's sheep to the slaughter. Did you know that conspiracy is very scriptural? And yet we're told over and over and over and over and over again, conspiracy, whenever you hear that word conspiracy, there's always a theory attached to it. Who told you that theory is attached to conspiracy? We're hearing much today of a dismantling of a fellow show host across the United States. Many know who he is. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google are all attacking Apple, attempting to dismantle this individual. And what are they doing? They're resorting to conspiracy theorists, and it makes me angry. And I ask you, I beg the question, America, who told you theory? I remember one guy, this was some time back, within the last year or two. He was on Facebook, and we asked him the question. When he was told conspiracy theory, he said, listen, everything I've been hearing from the media about conspiracy theory, because I remember 50 years ago when it was a theory, everything was a theory that was coming out. JFK assassination, RFK assassination, Martin Luther King assassination. Everything is a theory when you seek the truth out. And he said, 50 years later, he said that everything that I was told that it was a conspiracy theory by the media, he said, it's turned out to be true. Yeah, the media in the United States of America, namely the corporate-owned media, the CIA-controlled media, friends, keep in mind, are they giving cover to, in fact, those that are conspiring against we the people? They're attempting to give cover to conspirators. When you go to Jeremiah 11:9, and the Lord said unto me, to Jeremiah, that lone prophet going through the streets, warning the kings and the hierarchies in the church, that judgment was coming lest they repent. And it said, the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. And when you seek that out concerning Matthew Henry, talking of conspiracy theory, folks, conspiracy theory no more is really what it should be called. Jeremiah himself saw that many lived in open disobedience to God. This is what we're seeing in America today. But the Lord told him that the matter was much worse than he thought. There's conspiracies everywhere. Well, who are the conspirators? Matthew Henry reported and wrote in his commentary, a conspiracy is found among them by whom whose eyes is upon the hidden works of darkness. The Bible tells us that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. There's nothing that's covered that shall not be revealed, Scripture tells us. A sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. He knows the very numbers of the hairs upon our head. He's the one that told us through the prophet Jeremiah that it's much worse. There's a conspiracy found among the men of Judah. There's a conspiracy found among the men of the United States of America. And again, who's telling you that it's theory? The corporate-owned media attempting to give cover to those that are actually conspiring against we the people. I'm about to dismantle the corporate media throughout this hour. But again, keep in mind what Matthew Henry said. He said, a conspiracy is found among them by him whose eye is upon the hidden works of darkness. There's a combination against God and religion. Are we seeing that in America today? The ACLU, Planned Parenthood, now the Muslim Brotherhood, America, what's next? You know, it's funny, if people would take the time, they would see that these organizations have no lawful standing whatsoever. But that's what happens when a people are desensitized and dumbed down by a lying propaganda media outlets throughout the United States of America, namely NBC and ABC and MSNBC and Fox News and other outlets, friends, that are there for the very purpose of spewing out the propaganda, all coming from the same source. Keep in mind, the corporate media in the United States of America is owned by 6 corporations worldwide. And anybody from without will tell you that what you're getting from within is nothing but propaganda, and the propaganda goes on. And therefore, if there's propaganda, that means there are men conspiring one against another to overthrow what we know and what's under attack more than our Christian heritage and the United States Constitution. Nothing. And that should tell you right then and there, friends, that there is a conspiracy among men in the United States of America and on a global scale. It's a fact. This intimates, said Matthew Henry, that they were sinful and deliberate in wickedness. They rebelled against God, but presumptuously, they knowingly did it and with a high hand. It's exactly what you're seeing today. That they were subtle and ingenious in wickedness and carried on their plot against Christianity with a great deal of art and contrivance. Is this what we're seeing today? Absolutely we are. Every step of the way. That they were linked together in the design and, as is usual among conspirators, engaged to stand by one another in it and to live and to die together if they have to. They were resolved to go through with it, a cursed conspiracy. What the conspiracy was, they designed to overthrow divine revelation, attack Scripture, attack God. This is humorous. Oh, how little men know of history. He who spits against heaven shall surely fall on his own back. Hello, America. That is the history of those that war against heaven. Napoleon Bonaparte rightly said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're kicking the hell out, and we're getting the heaven in by the Holy Ghost. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to get to it, friends. America, sheep to the slaughter. America, sheep to the slaughter. Conspiracies are very real. I'm going to take it step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept in just one moment.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to point my finger over to Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E. Facebook, Bradley Dean, my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1. Again, my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean YouTube, several hundred videos posted. A couple brand new ones just last week, friends. About resolve to America's issues lawfully. If you're looking for resolve, just simply go back to the Bible and the Constitution. It's that simple. I mean, if you want to see why a stick is crooked, that's all you have to do is lay a straight one next to it if you want to fix the problem. And the fact of the matter is the Bible shows us our deviations, period. And Christ is the one that comes in through grace and straightens us out. If you want to give us a call at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, etc. We're talking about, friends, as I teed it up during the first segment, America, sheep to the slaughter. Well, Jeremiah 11:9 tells us, and the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah. Well, what is conspiracy? Well, if you go to the Webster's 1828, it's defined out as a combination of men for an evil purpose. A combination of men for an evil purpose. An agreement between two or more persons to commit some crime in concert. Of course. And what we're seeing today, friends, is a fellow conservative being attacked by the state-controlled media who has zero credibility. 94% of the American people in this country don't believe a thing that the state-controlled media has to say. The CIA-controlled media. Not a word. 94% of Americans don't believe the media. And rightfully so, because there's no truth in them. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. There's no doubt about what's going on in this country, friends. They're attempting to dismantle anybody that exposes those that they work for the crimes that they are committing against we the people. It's just that simple. It really truly is. Folks, it seems that everywhere I seem to look, I can see the conspirators, not through paranoia, but through common sense, working relentlessly through the media and the propagandists known as useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, who are attempting to rearrange your reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in, period. Read Revelations 3:18 when you get a moment. Now, while walking to the Chicago airport some time ago, I went into several stores where I could see the attempt to exchange a lie for the truth on every shelf. Read Ephesians 2:2. Now, as I gathered information for this article, it's interesting to note, to verify everything that I'm putting forth, I noticed that the communists are hard at work attempting to attack and discredit anyone and everyone that tells you the truth, again, for which exposes their lies, friends. They can't stand it. As a matter of fact, if you look at Jesus, that was the reason he was crucified. Read John 7:7. Read John 15. He took the cloak of covering from off of their sin. He showed them who they really were before a just and a holy God, period. You know, I've had people say to me, Bradley Dean is a gold-plated conspiracy theorist. Yep, who said that? Consider the source, America, who said that. Those that are working for the conspirators. As a matter of fact, just in notice today, going through online, NBC wrote about me and Alex Jones. And it's interesting, ABC last month, when they were exposing, what they were trying to throw on the American people was the lies they wanted you to believe concerning Waco. So they used some of my footage called Conspiracy Theory No More. And guess what they called people that call them out for their crimes against we the people? Conspiracy theorists. And the American people at large have been conditioned to believe that everything is a theory. No, it is not. Now, I'm going to give you some titles of what you've been told that are conspiracy theorists throughout time over the last 50 and 60 years in this country. And I'm going to get to the definition in outline and in short explain each conspiracy tomorrow. And we'll call it a part two of Conspiracy Theory No More tomorrow. But it's interesting, again, Bradley is called by the state-controlled media, a lying preacher. Well, I'm not here to give you my opinion. I'm giving you what the Word of God says. I'm giving you what the Constitution says. What am I lying about? Telling people the truth? Really? How does that work? Well, Bradley Dean's a hater. Wait a second. Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. And again, they called me a gold-plated conspiracy theorist. It's interesting, I have the number one radio show on out of 87 radio shows, including Alex Jones right now on Genesis Communication Networks. There must be a lot of people out there that are tuned in because they're sick and tired of the lies that the media has been feeding them for decades. See, they only attack when they're threatened, America, just so you know. They only attack when they're threatened, and they are threatened. Folks, these are some of the things that they have said. And by the way, have accredited me through accolade. They think that they're demeaning me when in fact they're not. The more they attack, the more we grow. And that's attributed to, friends, the old saying that the more they attack, we let their cruelty swell our ranks. And that's exactly what's happening. It always backfires if you bear the cross. But let's go over to the media. And keep in mind that these are the same operatives who have told you that the following were all theories, okay? Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy. Okay, to call out the conspiracy around the Kennedy assassination, you're called a theorist. MKUltra. To call out MKUltra for who's responsible for bringing in that program, well, you're a theorist. Operation Mockingbird. Friends, by the way, you can go online and out of the horse's own mouth telling on themselves. You can watch the videos for yourselves. But they just expect that the American people are not going to do their due diligence. So they just continuously attack anybody that calls them out for who they are and the crimes that they're committing once again against we the people. But if you want to see yours for yourself, Operation Mockingbird, go online, friends. It's a CIA operation concerning control over the media. Or what about Manhattan Project? or asbestos, friends, or Watergate. That was a cover-up concerning a pedophile ring. They didn't want you to know that. They got that resignation in through Richard Nixon real quick before people sought any further concerning the facts concerning Watergate and what was behind it. The Tuskegee syphilis study. Oh, that's just a theory. No, it's not. Those that were actually a part of the testings came forward and told the American people what it's about. But if you bring any one of these topics up today, friends, the media is right there to call you a gold-plated conspiracy theorist. What about Operation Northwoods? Well, and take that to September 11th. Well, it doesn't work for the agenda, friends, so they got to attack those that are telling the truth. Counterintelligence programs against activities in the 1960s, you'll see that it was your government that was responsible, friends. And keep in mind, America, they only do whatever you let them get away with. I just want you to know that. And you are the government in this country that has delegated authority and power to those that are to represent we the people. So if they get away with it, it's because you're letting them get away with it, because you, America, are the government in this country. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. Look at all the provocateurs that were sent into the civil rights movements that we now know were the FBI. J. Edgar Hoover, because he hated Martin Luther King Jr. Same thing happening, friends, in the present. False flags all over the place. Only to find out the provocateurs, friends, were those that were sent in. Or paid provocateurs. Or paid sit-in spectators or constituents concerning anybody that they want to prop up as the new big thing. Now, keep in mind, friends, I say that for the very purpose of understanding the tactic, the Saul Alinsky tactic, cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. That's why they have to pay them. And I could go off on that for the next hour, but for the sake of time, let's stick to the topic. We have the BCCI scandal, Iran-Contra scandal. That was a drug-pushing operation, friends. CIA drug running in Los Angeles. They told you that was a total conspiracy. Gulf of Tonkin never happened. Folks, here again, there's our own government provoking a war. Sending out their propagandists and their useful idiots to tell the American people during and the beginning of the Vietnam War that we were under attack by who? By the enemies that they created, only to find out later on that it was our government that actually did it. Of course, in 58,121 men later, through Vietnam, namely one of my cousin's friends, then we pay attention to the truth after the fact? Why don't we pay attention to the details? The business plot, Operation Ajax, Operation Snow White, Operation Gladio, the CIA assassination of a lot of people called the Church Committee, the New World Order. No one can deny that anymore, but for years you were told it was just a theory. 1919 World Series conspiracy, Karen Silkwood, CIA drug smuggling in Arkansas under the Clintons, friends, Operation Paperclip, the Roundtable, the Illuminati, the Triadler Commission, friends. The list goes on. They're not theories. They are, in fact, conspiracies.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Hundreds of people have died in the Indonesian earthquake and tsunami, but the number will continue to rise as more information becomes available. Jan Gelfand is with the International Red Cross in Jakarta.
Major large earthquake that was only 10 kilometers deep and only 27 kilometers off of the coast. And so that, when you, you know, couple that with a massive tsunami, is just a recipe for disaster.
A video clip widely broadcast on Indonesian television showed water swallowing an entire row of buildings and gushing into streets as onlookers ran shrieking in terror. Rescue efforts were underway, though hampered by a major power cut. Two police officers have died following an early morning confrontation in Mississippi. Warren Strain with the Department of Public Safety said the officers died in an incident that occurred early Saturday in the city of Brookhaven. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to give a shout out to Michael Rose, Deforest News, for broadcasting. Thank you for showing interest, and thank you for the broadcast. Just highlighting conspiracy theories no more. We're going to do part two tomorrow on this. And today we're talking about America, sheep to the slaughter, because they just, well, as dissenters, you're allowing people to browbeat you into subjection, into slavery, friends. And they're using totalitarian means, and we're seeing this through the media all day long. They attack anybody that doesn't agree with the agenda, period. And by the way, for those that didn't know, it's completely illegal, okay? You have the law on your side, but if you want to sit there and play the victim, you can do that as well. But if you want to stand up and play the man or the woman, you can take it straight to the enemy. And the way to do that, friends, is to say, no more, enough is enough. I was just highlighting Lee Harvey Oswald shot Kennedy, the MK Ultra, Operation Mockingbird, going down, Big Brothers or the shadow governments. Again, it was all theory, we were told. The Federal Reserve Bank, it was all theory. The secret team, the CIA control, it was all theory. And all the names that I named during the last segment, all theory. Folks, did you know that they've all turned out to be conspiracies in fact? See, most people just look at it and say, well, it doesn't matter anymore. Yes, it does. I just said to you during the last segment, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. Why is it that the American people will stand back and magnify crime rather than magnifying the law against the crime? Especially when the strength of the Constitution is within you, Americans, 325.7 million people in this country, tolerating the crimes of less than 1.7%. It doesn't make any sense. It's cowardice. Hey, folks, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it, period. And let me remind you, church, 78 to 86% of you that call yourself Christians, we're called to go into the battle. We're not to hide outside of the battle. Those that fear the face of man fear not the face of God, but those that fear the face of God fear not the face of man, period. You do remember when William Casey, the CIA director, said in 1981, he said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is completely false." I didn't say that. I didn't make it up. No, those that work for the CIA, their boss, namely the useful idiots that call themselves journalists today, their boss, one of them back in 1981, was just happened to be William Casey, the CIA director. 1981, he said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." Okay, again, I didn't say that. They said that. Now, let me take you to some experience. It was Martin Luther, the great reformer, that said the best book in the preacher's library is always experience. So let me go to my experience. Let me take you back to the Chicago airport store shelf where the propagandists are loading up their shelves. And on the front page of one of the magazines, I read Hillary Clinton, front runner. Had primary leads. This is some time ago, right before Donald Trump won the presidency of the United States of America. She was the front runner. I've done several shows on this, friends, but you do realize that all of her support is bought and paid for, even to those constituents that would show up at her alleged rallies. And, of course, William Randolph Hearst comes into play here. He was the one that famously said, "You take the pictures, I'll furnish the war." Well, you can take that any direction that you want to take that, because during her campaign rallies, they had to huddle everybody up in a small section, friends, and then they'd get real close, take a picture, and then put it on the front page of the paper and sell it to you like she had legitimate support. She doesn't have support, no more than Barack Hussein Obama had support. It was all done through voter fraud and media propaganda, friends, period. Well, Bradley, that's just way over the top, really. Joseph Stalin said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. When are you going to wake up? And the joke is always on the American people that are laughing at these said representatives. I mean, folks, you hear people call them names all day long. Look at these dummies. Look at these idiots. They don't know what they're doing. Well, then why are you allowing them to legislate away in an attempt to tear down the Constitution of the United States of America in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly image? Who does that fall to, them or you? Read Article 2, Section 4. Throw them in jail, friends. Indict them and charge them after you impeach them. That's the process. That's the answer to America's dilemma. Let me take you back, especially for the new viewers today. If you go to the Supreme Court building, on the very back of the Supreme Court building, above the heads of the Supreme Court injustices in America today, and yes, you heard me rightly, is Moses holding the two tablets, the Ten Commandments. And right under Moses and the Ten Commandments, friends, it says, "Justice, the guardian of liberty." You know what the answer to America's dilemma is? Justice. You know what the most overlooked answer that the American people are looking for today is? Justice. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. Folks, I say like Amos said, "Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of our enemies." And we know who our enemies are. Everybody can name names. You shut them down, you shut down special interest groups. And sooner or later, they're going to show themselves off too, friends, that you can lawfully deal with them. Hillary Clinton, front runner. Airport store shelf propaganda. Nothing short. She's propped up from the very beginning to the very end. And the end of this nation as you know it if you do not deal with her crimes. As well as those who are helping her along to commit the crimes. Then we go over and we look at a different section of the propagandists and their shelves, their bookshelves at the airport. Then what do you see over there? Well, you see Ben Bernanke, former Federal Reserve Chairman. Remember, the media told you that that was all, friends, a conspiracy too, the Federal Reserve. In his new book, The Courage to Act, he said. the courage to act. This is the man that took $2.2 trillion of the American taxpayer to loan to banks with anonymity. And keep in mind, the bankers didn't want Americans to know who received the money. Now Ben admits Wall Street executives should have been jailed. But a question I have for you is, who has been conveying courage? I mean, it's certainly not himself. Then we have the communist and immoral criminal in California, Governor Jerry Brown. Folks, this guy is so far out of his scope of authority, for him to remain there astounds me. Youth talk, it blows me away. Whoa! On another section of the airport book propaganda, folks, and the propagandists selling this to the American people as they drink it in. We have immoral criminal in California, Governor Jerry Brown, on the cover of Newsweek. The headline was Altered State, How Jerry Brown Secretly Saved California. They love to put up their own, don't they? The Bible says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. You're seeing the same thing with John McCain, Songbird McCain. As the media once again, friends, is found to crown Judas as they betray, along with the likes of John McCain, the American people. Sell out John McCain. Put up as a war hero. Give me a break. Brown, Jerry Brown, has pardoned dangerous criminals for their crimes and released some back into America's population. Signed legislation against the Second Amendment, signed two transgender bills. By the way, this is a felony in every state still, making gender identity and expression a protected class of people. Folks, you need to keep in mind the homosexuals and the sodomites, friends. They're not there with the shield protecting themselves as the victims. No, if you pay attention to what they're doing, friends, they're using bullying as the affirmation of the very gay lifestyle that tears away at our laws. Just so you know. And when you begin to advocate what God condemns, keep in mind the enemy's going through the same gate. And that's why you have the Muslims infiltrating America on the heels of the homosexuals. To a T. To a T. Same method. Same process. But speaking of Jerry Brown, he signed two transgender bills, making gender identity and expression a protected class of people who are an abominable and mentally ill. Read Romans 1:26. The list goes on. Altered State is correct through the lies that they promote. As I've shared in the past, they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth. You do realize that. And yet again, 94% of Americans say they don't believe the media, yet they buy this garbage up. Now, I don't know how much they buy this up, but the fact of the matter is it's put into the stores for the very reason, and it can all be for show, friends, of course. You're literally being attacked at every given turn. They want to show you that you have no power to stand against them. And keep in mind, this with the help of your said representatives that are there to work for we the people. Again, Altered State is correct through the lies that they promote. And as I said, friends, these people know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell the truth in this country. To your own shame. Read Luke 6:46. Just think about this. Destroyers are out, they're made out by the media as to be your saviors. Just think about that. Destroyers are made out to be the saviors in this country. The immoral are propped up to be the standard. Folks, Jesus Christ is the standard. Man is not. Billy Graham was not the standard, folks. Jesus Christ is. The Pope is not the standard. Jesus Christ is. Your priest is not the standard. Jesus Christ is. Your pastor is not the standard. Jesus Christ is. And therein lies the problem. Right there. Men depart from Christ and they begin to serve the arm of the flesh. Cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord. I'm going to come right back and I'm going to show you judgment turned backwards. We're talking about America's sheep to the slaughter. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, giving a shout out to our friend Michael Roach over at Before It's News. Thank you for your interest, my friend. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog. Someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about America's sheep to the slaughter. We're going to be talking about conspiracy theory no more, part two, okay? May go to three shows. We are live across the nation, as well as into 53 countries. Before it's news, Michael Roach, thank you again, sir, for your broadcast. We appreciate it. Again, we're highlighting conspiracy theories no more. And I'm giving you 33 conspiracy theories, friends, that were not theories at all. I mean, just think about this. If you go back to Parkland High School, what, 5-6 months ago now, we were told that Nicholas Cruz shot up the school. It doesn't line up with eyewitnesses whatsoever. They have 70 cameras inside of the school. And we still haven't seen any film whatsoever to actually validate that Nicholas Cruz did the shooting. But again, it doesn't line up with eyewitnesses, students that were talking with them, and while they were talking with them, heard the shooting. But it's interesting that 55 new bills have passed in the last 5 and 6 months now concerning gun legislation against we the people in the present under this brand new administration. Why is your government so busy trying to disarm you, America, especially at a time of terror? We've been inundated by the media over the last 17 years since September 11, 2001. And especially for those that are now watching, hey, friends, guess what? You know, within just 2 days, we had David Hogg and others, a little George Soros minions, useful idiots, going out there trying to tell everybody, listen, we got to get rid of guns. We got to get rid of guns. Oh, how Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin and Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler and any other dictator would be proud. And this has all happened in public schools because for the most part, the American people have handed their kids over to public schools to be illegally indoctrinated again by the federal government through a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights, period. You know, it's also interesting during that March for Our Lives that David Hogg set up just 2 weeks, 3 weeks after this alleged shooting in Parkland High School. It's interesting to know we had some friends that actually dug in and they wanted to know when those permits were actually applied for. And we found out that it was months prior to March for Our Lives where those permits applied for through the TSA in Washington, D.C. Doesn't that tell you that all things that happen in politics are first planned, said Franklin D. Roosevelt, President Roosevelt back in the 30s? Of course. It's all pre-planned with no evidence, zero evidence. And you're a conspiracy theorist. False flags all over the place. Even during that alleged shooting, friends, there was one teacher that looked over at this said shooter and she said she thought it was a police officer. And nothing lines up. But America, if the media that you don't believe said it, it must be true, right? Truth is stranger than fiction. To hypocrites, let me tell you, you hold the truth and unrighteousness to your own demise. Wake up for your own sake. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. And how many false flags operations have been found to be false flag operations, and yet you again were told by the media it was just a conspiracy theory? No, it wasn't. And what are they attacking our conservative friend for today, friends? Sandy Hook. Well, we just want answers. We just want the footage. Don't sit there and act like you don't work for us when it comes to the facts. Or what about at Mandalay Bay? You know, I shared with you, listeners, and I'm reiterating this point for the new watchers right now, but it's interesting to note, even Mandalay Bay, I was in Las Vegas some time ago after speaking to the senators and representatives in the state of Arizona. And on the way over to California, we stopped in Nevada to have lunch. And I thought I would just go check out the scene for myself because I don't believe the narrative in any sense of the world because it's your media and your corrupt police officials, as they like to call themselves, that keep changing the narrative because it doesn't fit their narrative, friends. They have to make it fit, and then once it's called out, they have to change it again. And how many times have they changed that narrative? Well, while having lunch in Las Vegas, I just thought I would turn around and ask an employee that worked at the restaurant that we were eating at. And I said, so what are your thoughts about Mandalay Bay? No sooner than it came out of my mouth, she said they had to have some help. That's all. That's it. I didn't say anything more, anything less, and she gave it to me right there. And I said, you know what's interesting about that? I said, America, for the most part, is asking serious questions. Why are alleged eyewitnesses falling dead across the country and around this investigation concerning the Mandalay Bay? Because it doesn't line up with their narrative. You see how this works? When it doesn't fit their narrative, then they begin to attack. Let's go back to this because I want to go to judgment turned backwards. Psalm 14, verse 1, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God. We all know that. I want you to think about this. You now have the atheists trying to convince you that God does not exist. I shared during the first segment today, friends, that according to NBC, they attacked both me and Alex Jones, of all people. And it was a hit. They called me the anti-gay pastor. First of all, I'm not a pastor, number one. Okay? And what I did is I wanted to consider the source. So what I did is I went to the author. This was just this morning. Of who wrote that article for NBC. And what's interesting about this, it's not even funny, friends. It's really, truly, it's what the American people have taken on. And they don't even realize it. They have taken on the mind of the enemy, and they don't even realize it. They don't even realize it. I went to this man's site that wrote the article. And by the way, I knew exactly what I was in for. And what was interesting about the man that wrote the article, the hit piece, because, you know, we're haters, we're bigots, we're this, we're that, and the other things. Listen, friends, I'm here to reinforce the moral standard in which God has bestowed upon you. The one that grandpa and grandma knows about. The ones that your dad and mom knows about. The ones that your uncles and aunts know about. I'm not here to change the law the way that they are. I'm here to enforce the law against those that mean to tear down our law. Okay? And again, the law's on my side. So I went to his website, and sure enough, here we have a homosexual sodomite that says during the day, this is what he does, and at night, he becomes a transgender. This is who's attacking me and Alex Jones. Folks, you can't make it up. And they want you to believe that they have the right, the God-given right, to do what they're doing today. When God calls it an abomination, you can't advocate for what God condemns and expect no response. Because America, you're going to get a response from heaven, like it or not. Look at the history of man. Again, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. You have atheists trying to convince you that God does not exist. And yet that's all they do is spend their time fighting against the God they say they don't believe in. Mr. Chesterton said, if there were no God, then there would be no atheists. Exactly right. You have a white woman that claims to be black, Rachel Dolezal, the ex-NAACP leader. She says, I identify as black. You're to accept that. You have Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren falsely claims to be a Native American. And now we have Bernie Sanders, who's floating her as a possible vice president. This was some time ago. You have Olympian Bruce Jenner that says he's now a woman. You're to accept his perversion and confusion as the norm, as they browbeat anybody that dares stand up and speak out against it. Let them browbeat, okay? You have Al Sharpton, who's a tax evader, a thief, a racist, and a counterfeit civil rights leader, being praised on 60 Minutes as a reverend. Read Micah 3:5, friends. You're to accept the former vice president, Al Gore, is now a scientist for his climate change discoveries, which is nothing more than a new tax on a global scale. Read Colossians 2:8. Al is now being sued by thousands of scientists for global warming fraud for those that would not accept the lie. You're told that George Stephanopoulos is a news anchor, even though he has been outed as a Clinton crime family operative. Read Revelations 21, verse 8. Again, you can't make this up. You've been dummied down enough to believe that Barack Hussein Obama, when he was bowing to Saudi kings and transgressing the Constitution of the United States of America, is somehow presidential. And what do they do to attempt, in an attempt to justify themselves? They give him the Nobel Peace Prize. Folks, I'm here to tell you that the Nobel Peace Prize has no credibility whatsoever any longer. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 36. And all of these useful idiots, friends, every single one of them, that includes the president, as well as those that accept the lies, Isaiah 59, they prosper knowing that people in this country will accept anything and everything and yet do nothing about their crimes. They bank on it, literally, friends. Let's stand up and show them otherwise lawfully. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.